and gentlemen, we are finally, I think, we're live. I hope connection will hold today. We've had some connection issues. If you tuned in last Wednesday to the no-go zone that I did, then you experienced, of course, a lot of buffering issues. I thought at first it was DLive because the day before they had a tremendous amount of issues. But I don't know, actually. Could be on our end. So hopefully it will hold today. But, of course, you can always do a little bit of a double check that if DLive goes down, check on VK or, of course, go to redice.tv/live and check in there and see if everything goes on as normal.
Otherwise, it might be some guy in the yard we have to go check, make sure he's not scrambling the connection. Don't they have devices like that?
Do you think it's a guy in the yard, huh?
Right. Out there. Ooh, oh, it's Flashback Friday time. I'm going to go there and ruin the connection.
I'm going to go and wiggle the pole a little bit. There were some poll work a couple of days ago. So that could be it. It could be some interference. But anyway, guys, we're glad to be back with you. Great to have you here. Thank you for joining us. If you're joining us live, of course, you can tune in at redice.tv, redicemembers.com later in the archives. Maybe you're watching a BitChute library. But of course, thank you to everyone. We passed 8K on DLive here, I think, yesterday. So thanks, nice. DLive fam. Now we're shooting for 10, and then to 15, and then to 20. BitChute is almost at 30K now.
That's
too,
good. So. I'll be really happy when it hits like 100,000.
Well, yeah, get back a little bit of
get
that exposure.
400,000. Yeah.
You know, I said it before, but just hang on until BitChute does live streaming.
Yeah.
Go to the moon. Yeah. All they need now is a cryptocurrency attached to that, and they're good to go. I guess actually library has that, though. So if you want some, what do they call? I think do they call them library tokens or something? I'm not sure what they call
them. I don't know, but it's a
LEDU
it's a good
or something. I forget what it is. It's the quality is just perfect. I know BitChute was doing 720p and stuff like that. But all right. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us. As I said, everyone joining us live, twitter.com. We're over there as well. VK.com. I was a bit of an audience over there, so thank you for joining us, guys. Now, lots of things happening in the world here.
Oh, my God.
A lot of things going on. We're going to try to cover it all for you guys here today.
Lots of footage.
Well, the highlights, the biggest stuff. A lot of footage. France, Greece, Turkey, the border. We have a lot of things happening with Corona Chan as well. Some updates on that. But do you want to? Did you have that little letter? Do you want to read
a little letter?
It's a long letter.
Well, I'm not going to go on and on. No, it's fine.
Just read a couple of sentences.
We get a lot of look at this handwritten letters too. It's so nice. I rarely handwrite anymore.
So when I see nice,
when I see nice handwriting, I'm always
impressed. Yeah, I'm very impressed actually. Very impressed.
From Canada, should I read it?
Just give it a couple of paragraphs. I thought it was nice. It was very nice.
Dear Lana, during the 2016 Republican convention, the media commented that Ivanka's defense of her father was highly effective. When I stumbled across one of your YouTubes, I had two immediate reactions. This person's presentations are deadly effective. The left must hate this person. No doubt you're disappointed by the censorship and harassment that you have experienced. For the reasons I cited in my last paragraph, I was not surprised. Keep going in your work. European civilization is in an existential fight for its existence, so quitting is not an option. We either win or we end up like the North American Indians.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
So.
Well, that's nice. It goes
anyway,
on.
Anyway, it goes on and on about the noose of censorship. Yeah. And don't worry because basically we've offended the right people. So we're on target.
That's why we're gone.
And I guess I could finish
from
it later.
Some of those platforms.
I know we have lots of stuff.
That's good. Thank you for reading that. Yeah, we get a lot of nice letters like that. And we don't have time to read them all on air. But, we thank you to everyone sending stuff. And there's a lot of fun and creative people out there. Someone said, be careful, letters full of anthrax. And they said, it's like, yeah, well, you know, you can always look for that white powder.
We did get our first hate mail the other day. I think we took a picture of it. I thought it was a troll when I was reading it, though.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty impressed to that, actually.
Hang in there. The trend towards disintegration will open up opportunities for the nationalist populist movement. Already people are being red-pilled. This trickle of red-pilling will become larger as things continue to fall apart. That the globalists moved against you is a sign of success, not failure. Mm-hmm. And that is what I say, too.
Yep.
If your message wasn't resonating, they wouldn't have done anything. The globalists are hoping that harassment of their opponents will cause them to be discouraged and quit. Let's not give them that opportunity and that victory. I'm writing to encourage you in your work and have included a small donation. All the best in 2020, and I won't say his name, but
thank you
very much.
Very nice.
We get lots
very
of
nice.
Letters like that, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're 100% correct, basically. So, that's where we're at, folks. A little bit of a diagnosis of the current situation that we're in. Not just Red Ice, obviously, but everyone who's involved in these kinds of things. So we are being actively harassed, essentially. It's a program to try to bully people into shutting up and going away. Because right now they have this idea that, well, if we just shut up the people that are pointing to the problems will go away. But that's, of course, not what's happening, especially all the things we'll be taking a look at today with what's happening in France and stuff, all these things that's happening. It's just like, yep, we're getting validated every damn day.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the right side here. We're talking about the right issues. These are the most pressing and important issues that we need to discuss, because everything's collapsing. It's falling apart. But of course, it doesn't mean it's over. It just means that our people is just beginning getting the opportunity to start to wake up to something which had been hidden from us for such a long time.
I mean, we want things to just reveal themselves as awful and realistic as possible. And some of the things happening in Europe are doing that. It only helps to move things in our direction when people see some of the riots that are going on right now and why.
Yeah, and it's not like, whoa, wow, we got lucky there that it went in that direction so we could... No, it's like this is the progression of things. This is the natural outcome of the insanity that's happening with this multi-ethnic experiment. Anyway, let's just dive into some of this here, Lana, because this was kind of funny.
Could just be a coincidence, but there was a key witness in the pervert Weinstein trial. Barbara Ziv.
Pervert Weinstein? Was that your?
Yes. This forensic psychologist who testified, she was hospitalized after being hit by a car, and tons of her bones are broken. Could just be a coincidence, but she gave a in-depth psych analysis about why his victims didn't initially report the crimes, and survivors of sex assault and rape often continue friendships and business relationships with their attackers when that person's extremely powerful. Now, I don't agree with her analysis, obviously, but nor do I defend Weinstein, but it seems suspicious that she was hit by a car.
Harvey Weinstein hired Black Cube to be on his side. The little Israeli security firm. I don't know. You know, we never know. Black Cube is a pretty, Let me just say, they might not be a coincidence.
They're not going to get him out of jail, I think, because he's been guilty on charges of rape and criminal sexual act in the first degree, not the third degree, because these girls had relationships with him. Like, they were dating him and having sex with him, too.
Both him and his vagina.
That's right.
That was actually the anatomical description by one of the testimonies.
That's right. We talked about that Weekend Warrior. I was reading all these testimonies.
Weinstein.
Yeah. Like, frightening. His body.
Harvey.
And talking about his
labia,
penis. And
Weinstein.
She thought he was trans at first. It looked like he...
Oh, boy. All right. So, do you want to take this
she
one?
She still did it, though. She still had sex with
it's
him.
It's beneficial, of course. Yeah. God. Yeah, that's right. All right. Turncoat,
the A-chan founder, Frederick Brennan. He's
Hot
been
wheels.
Living in the Philippines. I didn't know this. And he's being charged with cyber libel over some tweets between him and some other guy in the Philippines. Not sure what the tweets are, but cyber libel is a criminal charge that can carry a fine and multi-year prison sentence in the Philippines. And you know what? Oh. I really don't care if he goes to jail, because remember his dumb comments calling for censorship and attacking platforms like BitChute? So I'm not going to be crying over this guy.
No, it's the turncoat, right? And the way he sold out and then like going groveling to the left, essentially doing the cringy Vice documentary and, you know, just try to make up or whatever. So I don't know exactly what would the... this is an archived version because I can't load New York Times because they're behind a paywall, but... there's a picture over there if you haven't seen him. He's the he's in a wheelchair, tiny little guy, like a dwarf in a wheelchair, essentially. And he went to crawl to Vice. He wrote this horrible piece for the Daily Dot, where he attacked BitChute and all this stuff. So he's becoming like an asset for the forces that are trying to shut people up, essentially, now. So, you know, well, oh well. You know, it's like... Hey, Jay Rudd sent a Ninja Genie, no message. Thank you, Jay. Really appreciate that. Before we came on here, too, a couple of minutes, Conrad K usually actually always sends a little donation to us as well. Let me see what date was on this. Where are we here? The 28th today?
Yeah.
Yeah, 28th. I think he sent... he might have sent it on DonorBox. That's right. Let me just do those real quick here, guys, because we do have a little super chat address right up there. That works, but DLive is fine, too. DonorBox.org/red-ice. Conrad K sent a message there before we came on live. He says, last show was great. If you could email me a list of suggested books on pre-Christian Germanic faith and practices, would be greatly appreciated. I will get back to you on that, Conrad K. I have a couple of titles, not that much. I'm not super well read in it, but there are some interesting sources I have for sure. I have like maybe 10, 20 favorite like books in that genre. Happy to give those to you. Thank you, Conrad. Brad Gramba sends a $50 donation as well. Thank you so much, sir. Always big supporter. Freedom Shekels, just in case your internet gets yeeted by the ADL again, wanted to get this in early. Well, thank you, Brad. We appreciate that. Yeah, we'll see. I think it'll hold up here, right? So,
yeah, and we should say, too, this is going to be my last Flashback Friday for several months because I'll be taking time out.
And we got a really good list, too, of proposals.
Awesome list of co-hosts. So we'll be able to fill it up easy there for at least a few months of, some fresh faces. You don't have to see my face every week.
No, we'll be greatly, greatly missed. But it's all good, Yeah,
it'll be good.
Good cause, yeah.
I still have single, videos and interviews and stuff.
So yeah, a lot of things in the archive, the pre-recorded that we're going to be releasing with you as well. If you just can I have them on a rolling little work schedule and get those out, occasionally. Anyway, guys, check out this. So Greece, let's begin in Greece. We're going to talk about Greece. We're going to talk about France. We're going to talk about Turkey, the border of Syria, and then a little bit later, the coronavirus. A lot of other stuff to get to, if we have time to get to it. So the Greek conservative government has been planning to build a new refugee or migrant center on the islands of Lesbos and Chios to house tens of thousands of migrants. And now it turns out that the locals have finally had enough, and they've been starting to riot and actually attack both the construction site and the riot police themselves, setting the buildings on fire and stuff like that. Now, here's the government sending in some of their troops. We can begin with this. A lot of footage here to show from this, but this is how it looked when
stormtroopers
arrive in location to bash in the heads of their own people, of course.
To let in invaders.
Yeah, exactly.
It's outrageous. It triggers me.
Τι έχουμε, πόλεμο έχουμε ρε.
The famous scene when the boat opens and all these refugees are standing on the inside and just pouring out. Yeah. But now it's cops to attack the Greek people and protect the invaders.
They are going to enforce diversity at all costs, even if they have to crack a few Greek skulls to do it.
It's amazing, right? We're going to take a look at a lot of that.
Disgusting.
Diversity is our AIDS since the diamonds said they have to go back. Thank you, sir.
I was laughing. Quietly laughing at that.
And expose the nose since Aiden Jagini and says, check out Iran, land of the ancient Aryans, Robert Seffer. Interesting 1917 ruble note with a swastika. I love Robert Seffer's work.
Yeah, we do put that on.
We've been occasionally in contact with him. I've tried to get him on a couple of times, and some things came
between.
I was
on Facebook, but that's gone now.
Yeah, he was big on Facebook. but yeah, we'll definitely check out some of his work. We always like to look at that. So thank you, Expose the Nose. I appreciate that. Shroon sent a Ninjagini as well. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I saw all your emails. I haven't time to reply to them yet. I saw you sent some CFR articles about Corona-chan. I have to go through those later. I just didn't have time before the show we started. But I do appreciate those, Shroon, as well. So thank you so much. Here we go. Locals of Lesbos, Chios Islands in Greece have defeated the riot police forces sent there to protect the construction of new massive migrant camps with the locals that had started to destroy these buildings. Before retreating to their boat, they smashed up the locals' car in revenge. Check this out.
That brings us together as a people. We're so united now because
you totally can't divide. You totally can't divide the people with migration as an issue.
Exactly.
It's totally not a wedge issue.
I love it when they say, "Stop dividing."
We should all unite, right?
Literally, these migrants and mass immigration is divided.
Yeah. All right. So it looks like they're going back now. Ruppley had a couple. Check some of these scenes out here too. This is from earlier. I think 3 days ago, actually. Now, I got this here. We'll play some of these. This is some of the highlights. It's about 3 minutes, but check this out. Whoop. A low volume on this here. See if it picks up. Sounds like the audio was shot with a potato, at least. The quality of the video is good, but...
I like to see all these Greeks out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the streets.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, this is what it's about, right? I mean, it's, what we've seen so far from Greece is people that have taken their uncle, their maybe even their grandpa, their sons, their brothers, their neighbors with them.
Yeah.
And they've gone out on the streets in Lesbos. And like,
we don't
We don't want this. And they've organized with their local community. All age groups, all kinds of different Greeks have lined up here. To go protest this garbage.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
In a big way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I see things like this, when I see the government storming it on their own people, you just realize we're alone. Our governments are against us. Most governments in Europe and the Western nations, they side with the side of these intruders. And they will defend them at all costs against us to enforce this globo homo.
Yeah, I mean, you know... People in some regard is asking people, you know, for the police to do something and clamp down, and even in the crime that's happening, and like the kind of stuff we look at from France later, in Paris and stuff like that. But as they use the migration, the chaos of migration as an excuse to militarize the police, expend the surveillance, and who knows what they'll propose eventually, right? Let's microchip all these people so we can keep track of them or whatever. That stuff is what is going to be used against us in the end, right? Here's some more scenes here. Let's check this out. Some of them are a little bit more dramatic. Let me turn up the volume here. Super low volume on this. Let me turn up a little bit. So the man should push the riot police into retreat, essentially.
Good. Yeah, shame on you, cops, turning on your own.
Flashbangs, tear gas, all this stuff, right? Imagine when these guys have, like, this is what they want to do, right? But imagine when they have robots, right? Then these guys have, like, Terminators on their side, or, you know,
like certain frequencies that just paralyze you instantly.
Oh, that they already have. I remember posting about that years ago. It's called VMADs. That's there's frequencies that they beam out microweapons that essentially cause you to vomit and get stomach pain and run away and stuff like that.
In these cases, basically leftist media doesn't say anything, globalist, you know, pro-open borders media. And it's nothing about police brutality now. Nothing in France, nothing in Greece, when they're literally just sitting there beating the crap out of their own people, you know?
No, they just don't cover it. I mean, it's like the yellow vests. They just don't focus on it. Don't say anything. Don't bring attention to it. Yeah, as you can see, they're pissed off, right?
Yeah, and they have every right to be angry. A
couple of more clips here. Let's check that the volume is up here. It sounds a bit low. Let me see here. Up all the way? Yeah, it is. Okay. It's just low, a low source here, but that's fine. I'll turn up a little bit. I think the last clip here will show.
They were shouting Greece for Greeks at one point, too.
Right.
I had tweeted that.
Yeah. They actually bash like the likes and stuff from these new centers that they're building and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's like these so-called migrant centers never end. They're just going to fill up constantly, and they just keep building them, and there's no end in sight.
Yeah.
Just, whoever wants to come to Europe, come.
Yeah.
And where are they going to go? Who's going to take care of them? Where are they going to go? Who's going to pay for them?
Keep this in mind, too, as we go into the other topics here now, that... With this chaos on some of these Greek islands, where we might even have riot police and stuff from other parts of Greece being sent in here to control things, this is in conjunction with Turkey just opened the borders to about potentially as many as 4 million. Not only Syrians, because we know that there's many others to piggyback on this too, but that includes jihadists and ISIS people. We'll look at those news reports in a little bit here. But keep in mind that from Turkey, the closest country is Greece. They always come through Greece, right? So if Greece is in upheaval or chaos is happening there, I'll play that last clip too, then that would be another reason why it would be beneficial that this is happening in Greece right now, because there's plenty of chaos to keep them distracted from trying to tend to their own borders, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, they're pissed off. They're angry.
Yeah, they don't want these camps. No more.
That's what it takes. Just normal, regular people going out and saying, we've had enough. We don't want this. This is what the people want. Retirement.
Southern Europe, they're still a bit more wild. They go out in the streets and they protest and they get loud and they fight, you know.
They go sooner. This is the difference between the colder climate mentality. It's you have patience, endless patience, and it's drawn out. They're waiting and waiting, but then eventually when they snap
you real
get,
good.
You get an organized snap, which is worth the money, let me put it that way. and it's nothing, it's just a different tactic, but they're a little bit more hot on the potato. You know, they strike a little bit sooner, and that's good, obviously, right? But it's a little bit of a different response. Look at this, these are old guys are out
they
here protesting.
Screw you. Oh, you've paid taxes your whole life in Greece, and this is where all your ancestors...
Yeah.
Well, screw you. We're letting
now
in
we're
these
gonna
new people now.
We're gonna replace you,
out of
right?
the way, Grandpa. Oh,
look at this. It's like a war
you
zone.
Don't represent Greece anymore, right?
They have lasers, too. Anyway, you get the idea, guys. All right. Pretty
it's
nice.
Never, it's like it is like Camp of the Saints.
Yeah, definitely. We'll switch over to France here now, too. Let me do a couple of these super chats real quick. Where are we here? I think, yes, diversity is our 8 cents, another diamond. It says, white pride worldwide, repatriate the pond scum. Thank you so much, here. I appreciate that. Dresden Burns says, I'm Jelly Henrik, Lana is an Aryan princess. Of course she is. Thank you, Dresden. I appreciate the diamond. The Real Mother Hand says a diamond too.
Hey.
Thank you so much. This is not what peaceful entry looks like. Wow.
Hey.
No, exactly. And as we'll see here too, when it comes to what's happening on the Turkish border and now this, let's switch over to this
I mean,
in France.
Just think for a second. If you were this so-called migrant and you saw all these people like, no, we don't want you. Wouldn't you be like, okay, I'm not wanted. I should go. It just gives you a mentality of those kinds of people that are forcing their way in and what they're really about, you know?
As long as they have the state on their side, I guess they're fine with it, right?
They don't care.
So there's a singer now that has performed or was going to perform in Paris in an area near Gare de Lyon, if I pronounce that correctly. Gare de Lyon. I don't know how to pronounce it. So this is you'd think this was like in the Middle East or Sub-Saharan Africa or something. Like, no, but this is in France now. So the protesters that have come out are Congolese migrants who are in France, in Paris.
What a mess.
Who are claiming that this singer is basically driving the Kinshasa's government's line. So it's a 100% imported problem where people in France who shouldn't be in France are protesting something which has nothing to do with France, and
something
in the process
in another country.
Burning down like buildings and setting churches on fire and all this kind of stuff. Check
if
this
you
out.
You care so much about that political campaign. Why don't you go home then? Burn those train stations down at home.
And then a white, look at that white guy, just looking the other way, like walking by. Look at
like,
this.
What the hell is going on here? What?
Yeah, I'm in a little suitcase. That's fine. Yeah, Gare de Lyon, it's a railway station. A lot more footage here, too. Congolese migrants riot in Paris, set fire to dozens of vehicles. Here's some more.
These are also historic, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is a Congolese performer was going to perform in Paris, and then this is the outcome of it, right?
We just saw that one. They've been having tribal wars forever, killing each other. It's
yeah,
just never ending.
Exactly.
So now they're bringing it to Europe. Welcome.
Oh, this is the one we saw at the end, tail end of that. Check these out here, too.
And then in this case, France isn't using force. Well, you know, just put that in juxtaposed to how the yellow vest guys are treated, right?
Right.
They just look at a police wrong and they get beat. And here, it's like, okay, we'll use cotton gloves and not beat anyone.
Did you see any of these people, any of these Congolese people protest with the yellow vests? Or any, like, gas prices or, you know, the suppression of the government or something? Or
they don't care.
The over-policing of what? No, of course not, right? So they're assaulting Congolese migrants rioted and assaulted firefighters. I have a couple of more here, clips from this too. The fire started near the main station where the Congolese set dozens of vehicles on fire. Zooming here, but
this kind of stuff happens in France like all the time now. Something's burning or
yeah, I mean, it looks like Africa somewhere,
rioting.
South Africa, or I guess the Congo. I guess that it happens in the Congo. And then, of course, the left wing's kind of response to this as well.
Revenge for chopping up their hands.
Well, yeah. Do you remember what? Leopold II did, and the rubber industry and all that stuff. So they can act. It's okay. It's fine, right? Okay. First of all, that was like the Belgian royalty or something. The EU elite of the day was responsible for that, right?
They were awful to their own people too. So.
Well, of course, right? But that was like, that's a free pass to do whatever the hell you want, you know. So this is from Daily Gallia, I think the channel is called on Telegram. They do good updates from France. So make sure you follow those if you want to check that out. Chronicles from Occupied France. Gallia Daily. I always twist it around. Gallia Daily. Check them out there too. This one, that's right. I actually downloaded that. That one is a little bit too big. Check this footage out here. Look at this. Like a war zone.
Yep. It's only going to get worse. This is what being culturally enriched looks like.
Have you been enriched Black enough smoke. Yet, Europe? Is it?
Oh no!
Do you want
There's
going
to be much more.
And of course, it's like set the nicest buildings on fire, right?
That's what I mean. They're just destroying
our
old history and heritage and beauty. They don't give a damn. This is how they feel about us.
Let me remind you, guys, this is about an issue that's happening in the Congo.
Yes.
That a performer is driving the main line of the Kinshasa government, and that's what the issue is, right? So here's a picture of how it used to look. Gare de Lyon railway station in Paris, circa 1900. Right?
Doesn't make you just breathe.
That's what,
that's what
it used to be like when it was.
When you see that image, you know.
It was primarily Europeans. How about that?
As it should be.
Yes.
Yeah. We're importing war. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
That's right. Hey, Der Scherusker sent a message on. Let me just go back here on the little view. Sent a message on DonorBox and says, despite all the censorship and all the sickness of the modern world. We'll fight and go on until we reach the victory for our people. Keep up the good work.
That's right.
There's no other way out of the situation. That's just what it is. We are never going to give up. And we're just awakening. Just because this looks bad now doesn't mean that it'll forever be bad. This is an opportunity for
us to
wake up.
And as dark as this is, this is good that these things are happening to force some people to see the reality of these things and what's being created.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So... now, concurrent with all these things, right? It's already bad with migration all over Europe. It's chaos, as you saw in the latest no-go zone. The previous week, we chronicled the situation in Sweden and stuff like that, where young Swedish kids are being singled out and urinated on, and you know, like the worst kind of despicable things that's happening to our people: gang rapes and things like that. The elite are looking the other way. Leftists are looking the other way. Pro-globalists are looking the other way. The corporate forces are looking the other way. It's only nationalists and people or identitarians that care about these issues, right? So now we might be looking at an additional 1 to 4 million, not only Syrians, as I said, but other will piggyback on this issue too, Syrian migrants or migrants, wherever they come from, because Erdogan has decided to open the floodgates again and open the borders. Now, there's a little bit of detail here, a little bit. So here's some footage of the first wave of migrants that was allowed to cross the Syria-Turkey border. And again, keep in mind, the way they will go is through into Greece and then from there into the rest of Europe, right? Turkey decided to play the migrant wild card against the EU, announcing it will allow free passage for all migrants who head for Europe. This is after Assad airstrike killed 29 Turkish soldiers in Idlib, right? So now it's Europe's fault, right? Let them have it. Here's some of the just footage of this here too, of them flooding in. the first wave. It's going to be a great summer again here, right?
Yeah.
A great spring now as it starts
to heat
up a little
bit. Young men who are like waving with their iPhones and their brand new Gore-Tex jackets.
Yay! You know? Germany! Yeah. You've seen the footage, right? You know, let's go to Sweden and get welfare, right? So this is the backstory to this, is that EU have been doing these on-off deals with Turkey multiple times to essentially bribe, or it's Turkey that's bribing the EU, but they're saying, we, you know, if you don't give us money, if you don't support us, if you don't help out, we'll let these people pass in. Well, the EU, of course, should just say, F you, we'll station...
We'll use military
on the borders. Of course, yeah.
The one place it should be.
The Greek military, any military that's close, like, no, you're
we'll
not going to
enter. We'll use force.
Has that
we
happened?
Will not enter.
Absolutely not. No, it turns out that they've paid 1.125 billion euros to Turkey since this so-called humanitarian program began with Turkey, with cooperation between EU and Erdogan, because of this little latest spat with the airstrikes and stuff, decided to, you know what? Fuck that. I'm just going to open the floodgates. Actually, and we're going to keep the money too,
the billion
by the way.
Dollars.
We're going to keep 1.125 billion euros from you.
And we'll flood you with a billion immigrants.
This is what the EU wrote on migrants. Their website. Now, a facility for refugees in Turkey, 127 million to boost EU's largest ever humanitarian program to ensure refugees continue to be supported by the EU's largest humanitarian program in Turkey, meaning... That's where they are. They're staying in Turkey because, again, according to UNHCR,
the rules are to stay in the closest country.
Go to the first country that is at peace, stay there, and the international community sort it out.
Hell,
Turkey
even,
just say,
even
no.
My grandparents fleeing the Bolsheviks, they went to China, the country nearest, and then they got treated like crap there, so they had to leave. But still, you know?
Right. So, yeah, where was I here? The commission.
So we give them money.
The commission
and then he's like,
has
that.
Today announced this a little bit a while ago, but still, the point stands. Has announced the Emergency Social Safety Net, the ESSN program, via the EU Facility for Refugees in Turkey. This new funding brings the total EU contribution to the program, to Turkey, to 1.125 billion. Now, this is how they treat us, right? This is what they do. So this is the press release that came out, I think it was late last night. Turkey will no longer stop Syrian migrants, and again, it's not only Syrians, but so many others, right? To flow to Europe, Turkish official. Turkey has decided no longer stop Syrian refugees from reaching Europe by land and sea, as a senior Turkish official told Reuters on Thursday, in anticipation of the imminent arrival of refugees from Syria's Idlib, where nearly a million have been displaced. Turkish police, Coast Guard, and border security officials have been ordered to stand down, the Turkish official added. Earlier on Thursday, a local Turkish governor said that an attack on Turkish military in Idlib killed 9 soldiers. Well, oy vey, you're participatory in a war. You have supported the war against the Kurds forever. You have... Let me pull those up. I didn't have them in the list, but check this out, right?
No, Turkish the bad guy here. Right?
Mistreatment or how... What they have been doing themselves, right? Turkey's Erdogan protect ISIS leaders, Baghdadi. They have benefited from ISIS right. in the region because they've always tried to get control of the Kurds there. And so they've sided up with these... rebels and these mass murdering maniacs of the Islamic State because it benefits them, their agenda too, right? So this is from a little while ago, earlier last year, but still, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan protected Islamic State leader Bakr al-Baghdadi, and U.S. President Donald Trump should have known. Remember, they're a NATO member, right? They're a NATO member, but this is supposed to look after our... It's a security cooperation and all this bullshit, right? Oh, forget that. That has nothing to do with it. We're just going to open the borders. Let's see if there's any more footage on this, too. I want to make sure I get some all this, too. No, that one we showed already. This is the one. That's right. Let me move on here. Some of the windows I haven't opened yet. So here is Harshit Tiwari, a guest of yours, Lon. I talked with him on Twitter. He does a lot of good... he sends a lot of good tweets to us and stuff like that. Now, he sent a clip here. Where, unfortunately, it's not subtitled. I wish if someone has it, like, send it to us, I can confirm it. But they're talking on Turkish TV how Russia will be dismembered from within, they're saying. There are 25 million Muslims in Russia. They say, we fought Russia 16 times and we'll do it again. Our vengeance will be terrible, says a commentator of iHaber News that is owned by Erdogan's family in Turkey. Again, for those who don't speak Turkish... You want to understand this, but this is what they're talking about on TV.
Türkiye'de bir muhasabata girmek. Yanlış yapıyoruz.
No problem.
Sayın Putin'e akıl verenler de. Ben
These guys are hell-bent on using Islamic forces, and even, as we just play this in the background here, remember that they have also allowed then, consequently, ISIS members, jihadis, to enter in with hiding as ISIS. This happened all through 2014, 15, 16, and leading on.
And we're back.
We have not seen that many attacks. Interesting, and I don't know what the reason is for that, but this could definitely change that, right? So next time you have innocent kids or anybody blown up from a terrorist attack, or knifed or stabbed or something because someone wants to go and see Allah and their 72 virgins, you can blame Turkey, essentially, because that's probably, I mean, they're already behind our borders, right? They're already in. But this, do you think this is going to exacerbate the problems? Is this going to be better in any regard? Let Europe burn too, tweets Erdogan's propagandist Hilal Kaplan. Kaplan, that's another interesting last name there, by the way, who is connected to the Turkish intelligence agency MIT. Perhaps not only refugees, but also jihadis would be flooding Europe. Turkey's Erdogan previously warned no one would be safe on European streets. So he's translated
so much
this tweet
love,
here, too.
You know, I mean, it's just blatant right there, and then people deny it anyway.
Yeah, of course. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Geez.
So expect a lot more issues as a consequence of this, too, right? Of this kind of behavior. All right, let me go through a couple of...
I haven't checked to see if Russia is commenting on any of this, but, you know, the EU is so anti-Russia that, you know, yeah, they can't use help from Russia now.
I mean, it is true regarding Russia that it's... I mean, it is a federation. I've heard Putin many times. He's proudly talking about the multicultural Russia, multi-religious
sure,
Russia, blah, blah, blah.
Most of Western Russia, it's all European.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying that as the federation is just the fact. Yeah, there are a lot of Muslims there. And
white
at what
Muslims,
happened,
too.
Look at what happened with Chechnya, for example, and that little debacle, right? That is a tension waiting to snap, right? That's been tense for a long time. And that could, you know, if these guys decide to side with the Ottoman Empire as opposed to, you know, Russia and Putin, then that could be a very... and I'm sure that Washington would love to drive that as a wedge issue, too. Mm-hmm. You know, remember? Yeah. I think it was a while ago they were talking about, well, is there some way we can encourage racial and ethnic conflict inside of Russia to destabilize
destroy,
them
yeah.
and stuff like that? Kind of similar that some suggest that they have been doing in America and stuff like that, right? But anyway, Purus777 says a diamond. No message. Thank you, Black Philip. A diamond says Poseidon said Greeks been attacking refugee camps. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. As we just saw there. Dresden Burns sends a ninja genie. Thank you. To achieve their material desires, our pagan ancestors practiced ceremonial magic and witchcraft.
Hmm.
Whatever it takes, I don't care.
Gotta
whatever
conjure
it takes
it up in your mind.
To develop the state enough to oppose what's happening. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way. Thank you, Dresden. I appreciate that. 57 FPS is it? Says a Ninja Guinea 2. On DLive and says, love the content. I look forward to every week. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. It's very kind of you. Dresden again sends a diamond. I'm thirsty for a show on pagan sorcery, occultism. Yeah, well, so I don't think have we ever done that? I think the closest must have been the guy who wrote the rune. I even forget his name now. He's out of Texas. Remember? He wrote something on the runes or something. That's a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'll have to pull that out of the archives.
Yeah, I forget. I'll look it up later. But we've done kind of tangentially related shows, I guess. Not really on sorcery, to be honest, occultism. But just a little bit on the significance, I guess, of the runes. Which is an interesting show, you know. I'll try to link it up a little bit later. Thank you so much, though. I appreciate that, Dresden. Proud and Frank Denier sends a diamond. Hail to
Ball
you. Thank you so
denier.
Much. BG White. Sends a diamond as well. Pick one, return the money, or Constantinople. Well, I mean, the fact that Turkey is still part of the EU, or a contender to the EU, but part of NATO, and are pulling off this kind of garbage is astonishing. And I would be completely surprised if... Actually, I wouldn't be completely surprised if you see no reaction from the West, right? Because this is what they want, essentially.
Yep. It's been pretty quiet from what I've seen.
Very quiet. Very, very quiet. All right. Let me open a couple of these here. Let's switch over to the coronavirus. It was a good, just a brief update. We can play the first minute or so of this here to give you guys a little bit of an Update on the cases. Want to quickly talk about some of the stuff that's happening. Let me update this and see if there's anything more.
Yeah, Japan, they just, you know, Asians, they don't care about racism. They have no problem shutting the doors, shutting the borders, right? Even to fellow Asians, because they want to survive. Well, Japan closed down their schools.
Let's do that one first. Yeah. I want to play a clip there. I squeezed that in before.
Japan, they closed down their schools until late March to get control of the virus. It comes after a number of untraceable cases in northern Japan and elsewhere. So now they have 890 cases, including 705 from a quarantine cruise ship. I hate cruise ships. Stay away from those cesspits. But see, you know, they know. They're taking it seriously. They don't care. They're shutting down the borders.
And good on them.
So is Israel, as we'll show later, of course. Even Holocaust museums.
Check this out here.
Here in Germany, the health ministry...
Oh, wow. That's low. One second. Let's try this. There we go.
Here in Germany, the health ministry has confirmed almost 60 cases of the
your German TV presenter here.
Coronavirus. That is a significant jump from just 16 at the beginning of the week. At least 57 countries or territories have reported cases of the virus. A short while ago, authorities confirmed the first death of a British citizen, a man who had been quarantined aboard a cruise ship anchored off Japan. South Korea has seen a sharp rise with more than 300 new infections, bringing the total there to more than 2,000. Nigeria has registered the first case of the virus in sub-Saharan Africa.
So there we go. It's now in sub-Saharan Africa.
And they're all coming in.
And remember the articles about how it was racist that it hadn't ended up in Africa yet. Do you remember those headlines? The privilege or something of not being infected by the unfair, I don't know, some bullshit like that. But so, yeah, Nigeria, first case in sub-Saharan Africa. Iran.
And Iran, which has seen the largest number of deaths outside China, called off Friday prayers in some major cities in a bid to stem the spread of the virus. Let's take a closer look now.
Right. So that's kind of a quick update for you. That's 888 in Italy, right? I showed you in latest no-go zone on Wednesday. Some of the panic there. It's getting empty on the shelves and stuff. All the pasta is running out. A lot of people screaming.
It already was just after a few hundred reports. Then it was like, okay, oh my God, just a few hundred reports, and the grocery stores are just getting cleaned out already. Like, wow.
Some people speculate, you know, it's like, yeah, it's a push of vaccine, it's to push other things. Of course, we'll look at the economy here in a little bit, another consequence of this. But the virus is bad enough. If there's a death rate of, let's say, 2% and everyone on the whole planet is infected, we're looking at about 150 million people dead. Which is, I mean, that's a pretty big news story, right?
Yes, 150 million billions dead. Billions of people on the
but
planet.
It's not much in consideration, right? It's not.
And China hardly makes a dent. There's like 1.6 billion people.
Of course not. But regardless, it's the reaction, it's the panic, the stampedes that will set in once they are
there's
like
other reactions.
Yeah, that's what I not fear the most, but like people will start stockpiling stuff, things will run out, maybe production lines shut down or something. You know, it's all of a sudden if those lorries, the trucks and trains and all that stuff stops running with the goods to the grocery stores.
Walmart.
That we can for now.
Can't get
I guess,
my cheap Chinese
live it out.
Crap.
But if the food, if there's a food disruption or something like that, right, or farming issue, or so, you know, that will be. Prepare now, you know. It's better to be prepared now than to wait too long. And everyone's guilty of this. I'm guilty of this, but I'm just letting you know now. It's better to be prepared now. Stock up with some stuff, water. Get some of the, cover. The masks are, of course, running out everywhere. I ordered some over a month ago now. They've yet to arrive. So, I mean, those are running really short, the N95 masks and stuff like that. Hopefully they will arrive. There's a lot of other things you can get, like they call it healthcare bleach, which essentially you can do a mix with water and get some kind of spray can. Mm-hmm. Apparently that kills the virus by, like, spraying shit down and stuff like that. But be in a position where you preferably don't have to go out, for example.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Lots of beef jerky.
Lots of beef jerky.
I can live on beef jerky for months.
A couple more here. They came in on DLive. Shroon sends a diamond and says, interested. Runes have several sets. Yes, indeed. Thank you for that. Shroon, Soygoy 369 sends a diamond and says, trying to contact you for a month, getting blocked. Where? Just send an email, redice@protonmail.com. It's the easiest way. And if you don't hear from us, send two more in a row. We read all of it, but we don't have time to get back to everyone. So depending on how important it is, Just send us an email, redice@protonmail.com, and send it again a couple of times. We'll get back to you. Exposed to no sense of diamond and says plastic bags at shop, 7 Swedish crowns per bag in Sweden. New tax. That's right. I remember that too.
What was it before?
I mean, it was actually
like 3 years
ago now. But yeah, there was like maybe 2, 3 crowns, 4 crowns, which is 7 crowns is about what's the conversion rate? Is that about $1 now?
Well, 100 crowns is like what, 10-12 bucks?
Yeah, I think 7-8 crowns is about $1, I think, something like that.
That's pretty good price. I mean, you go
$1 for a plastic bag. Yeah, you know, new tax, right?
Let's say you get the 10 bags, they fill up. It's a lot.
Of course, it's ridiculous. Jeez. It should be free. You're buying all that stuff. You have to pay for the bags that go out to.
You pay the mom's tax.
It's this bullshit like, well, it's a green tax, they claim. And, you know, meanwhile, Sweden was sending money the other day to the World Health Organization to combat the coronavirus. And then they have done nothing about the cases that have popped up. Remember the guy who said, wrote to the Swedish health authorities, what should I do? I've been in Wuhan. Do you want to quarantine me? Should I go somewhere? No, it's fine.
Good.
Don't do anything. In fact, here's more money, World Health Organizations. You can spend that on your travels and shit like that. But the World Health Organization spent $129 million on travel. They have spent more on travel and fancy hotels and dinners than they have on actually combating diseases around the world. Can you believe that? Uber corrupt organization. Total nonsense and useless. These people have done nothing whatsoever, right? Yeah. Anyway, diversity is our AIDS, sends a diamond and says, white people unite, stop watching our people die. Soygoy369 sends a diamond too. Not my message getting through, friends. We see it. We see it, Soygoy. So I'm not sure what's happening. If that's what you're meaning about, we see them. We're getting them. Thank you. I appreciate that. Shekelman Nolsberg sends a diamond. Good mod here on DLive. Keep up the good work, Shekelman. Appreciate it. He says, when preparing, don't forget toilet paper.
That is true.
Absolutely. That Unless you want to use the three shells. Do you get that reference? Who gets that reference? The three shells. I'll keep an eye on chat. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Shekelman. I appreciate that. Sunshine Sucks sends a diamond. No message. Thank you. Proud Frank and Frank Denier, a diamond as well. And no message. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, let's open up some of the other windows here.
Yeah,
huh?
Let's talk about, you know, Twitter and Facebook. They're busy shutting down so-called conspiracy theorists.
That's the first
one
I saw. Zen Lion, Demolition Man. You got it. Yeah. Good man.
You know, Facebook.
The three shells.
Three shells. Okay. Good. All right. Yeah. So Facebook and Twitter, they're really busy shutting down conspiracy theorists, which is basically actual people living in Wuhan and around China who are reporting on what's happening. One of those people was a popular guy on Twitter, Harry Chen. He was a PhD, and he was posting videos from Wuhan about the virus and all the rampant abuses by the Chinese communist government. But Silicon Valley says he's the bad guy and defends a communist censorship. So this has been happening all over the place, too. So another good account, axed.
Now,
several on Facebook,
totally
several on Twitter.
Gone? Or just temporarily blocked?
No, they had suspended him altogether.
Like perma ban?
Yeah, he was gone.
Wow,
so,
amazing. All right, well,
can't even show videos of what's happening
what the government is doing. Exactly. Let's reiterate that point, right? That's important. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, there are many other foreign interests, of course, that have, if not set them up, but they are happily working with the Chinese Communist government. They're just whatever filter they put in place or whatever ban they decide, do this, do that. They've just totally played ball every time, right? No problem whatsoever. Real information, where the real use of these platforms would be the most essential, the most important thing, the most beneficial aspects of some of these platforms to get out real information, citizen journalism.
During a serious virus outbreak.
Yeah.
That's more important to them than the freaking virus itself.
Yeah. Which proves that they are, again, totally useless as platforms, right? It's they are the big ones now, Facebook for now, Twitter, you know, YouTube, Google, all this shit. But they're not going to be, not continuing like this. So Pope Francis turned sick one day after supporting coronavirus sufferers. I haven't checked the video yet here. Let's see what... Pope Francis seen wiping his nose during Mass.
1 second this time. Okay.
Come se so? 4 o 5 secondi prima.
He's been meeting with like coronavirus first people. So they called it a mysterious illness first. He's mysteriously fallen ill.
He's probably already on some antibiotics and being treated for the virus and stuff. This is all just PR at this point.
Maybe it's kissing the feet of all those migrants.
Yeah,
huh?
That's right.
And by the way, that's another thing too, right? In terms of like opening the borders now. It's like, okay, well, Iran has been very hard hit. Has this spread to Syria? Has it spread to other parts? Are they going to bring the virus with them just walking across the borders from Turkey into Europe? And oh, by the way, regarding Turkey, I sort of forgot to mention it, but there has been this weird wave of Turkish accounts that have... Shut up, New York Post. Turkish accounts that have basically done their own little like low-tier JIDF stuff online.
So they're defending...
Wherever there was news, like yesterday, late last night, and Harshit, he tweeted something at me, and it's like some Turk came in there in between and was like, I F your whole family, you know, like that, that kind of stuff. It's like, is this real
or
is this
some... I kill your
mother. Yeah, I'll
like
screw
that.
Your whole
some,
family,
some
you know, kind
low
of thing.
Some low IQ comment, yeah.
So it's like, has Erdogan like hired like, I mean, think about it. What
you
is,
got
what,
a billion
how
dollars
many, how many
Europe,
are there in
so,
Turkey
you know?
Population? Is it 80 million?
Something like that.
So, let me get
high.
A number on that. Turkey demographics of Turkey. Just give me a number, Wikipedia. Yeah, 82 million, right? I mean, it wouldn't be a lot to hire 10,000 people, right? Just cover Twitter, go on social media, just bombard. Like, if there's Europeans talking about this, just,
that's how
just
we do it now.
Threaten
yeah.
them, just whatever. Or it might be so, like some other force that's trying to act as them, because this was so dumb and so low level. I just like, but they were out in droves, and just like you know, fuck you, Europe, and you deserve, you know, all this kind of shit. It was just like, what is this? I just wanted to mention it. I just thought it was odd.
There are a lot of those that really do exist.
let me see here. Let me pull this up here. Was this the one?
Yeah, he canceled the
Friday
prayer.
Yeah, this is the one right here. Pope Francis remains sick. Cancels Friday audiences.
He's being treated, you know it. Some respiratory illness.
He remained ill with an apparent cold on Friday and canceled official audiences for a second day, Vatican officials announced. The 83-year-old pontiff celebrated morning mass as usual and greeted congregants at the end. The Vatican said he planned to go on with his private meeting schedule but opted to cancel his official audiences. So, you know,
he's probably already been tested behind the scenes. They've already done for the virus. You know.
Yeah, one can hope. But, did you catch that the monument that he had built to refugees inside of Vatican grounds?
Yeah.
I covered that
yeah.
Wednesday. It was pretty interesting.
And then Israel, of course, our greatest ally, their democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East, that's urged its citizens to reconsider any foreign travel at all in order to contain the outbreak, right? Israelis must consider the necessity of traveling abroad in general, their officials said. The country has canceled flights from China and ordered quarantines. But they aren't being called racist, are they? No one's attacking them for it. No problem.
No. Avoid all international travel. And of course, accidentally or coincidentally, Israeli scientists say that we will have a coronavirus vaccine in
I won't
a
be
few
taking it.
Weeks. So line up, guys, because
they
we
have a
vaccines
one for
in
you.
The order. Well, you can't be a...
one for them and one for you.
Can't be a conspiracy theorist now, Lana. We've talked about that. That's totally irrational. That's totally out of bounds, and that's just wacky, strange, weird people to talk about.
Do not question vaccines ever.
No,
you
nutter. No.
You quack.
The World Health Organization.
Trust these people trying to replace
these,
you.
We know they lied about the Holocaust, right? But these
they're telling the truth now about this.
These
okay?
These heads of the World Health Organization and CDC, these Jewish friends on the
totally
top of
totally true.
They're
now.
Totally true now. I've actually seen some arguments like that. They're like they go on and are like into historical revisionism and like conspiracies around that, and then they're like
they
are completely flat-walled on
yeah,
like
they believe everything. When
the authorities
to vaccines.
Always tell the truth. The anti-vaxxers are crazy. You know, it's amazing.
Well, it even goes to the Auschwitz
Speaking of which,
Museum.
I guess, right?
Auschwitz
That's
Museum
right.
bans visitors coming from coronavirus countries. I mean, this is funny. As Poland remains infection-free. And gee, I wonder why that could be. Limited immigration? Anyway, again, it's not racist when they do it. Even the Auschwitz Museum, for crying out loud.
Wow. Jeez. Interesting. Is this offensive or is this where do we put this on the scale? I haven't decided yet.
Is it anti-Semitic to report on this?
Of course, whatever you do, that's always going to be anti-Semitic. Semitic. Let's just quickly listen to this here. This guy, the head of the World Health Organization, Doctor Who, right? I forget his name now. He has been such a dumbass, and I'm sure that they wheel out this guy because it's like, you know, you can't say anything against him. Let's just listen a little bit to what they said.
I think it's a
press conference. All right, come on. Let's get to it. Oh, Jesus.
Many of the WHO people. We're at a decisive point. For the past 2 days, the number of new cases reported in the rest of the world has exceeded the number of new cases reported from China.
So my first question is about the Beijing Olympics, Shane from China.
The epidemics in the Islamic Republic of Iran, Italy, and the Republic of Korea demonstrate what this virus is capable of. But this virus is not influenza.
It?
With the right measures, it can be contained.
Well, then, especially in contexts where...
What measures? Keeping the borders open?
Okay, we don't have to listen to more, but you get the idea. It's like
they
have been inept, willfully ignorant. They have been useless. And as
they
I said,
more about racism every time I hear something.
More about
it's about refugees and whatever.
And all this kind of weird stuff that they've been talking about because it's like... Well, we can't. We don't recommend you close the borders. Okay. Well, it's your fault. There's now 888 confirmed cases in Italy. It's your fault that it's 80 confirmed cases in Germany. It's your fault that one person has died in the UK because you didn't do anything. Yeah. And they can't even call. Well, they sit and yabber. I watch them in these press conferences. They yabber about a definition issue over whether or not we should call it a pandemic. Like, who cares? Just tell countries to stop travel. You have private airlines making the decisions themselves before these guys were capable of doing it. They're at fault. But on the upside, it turns out that wild animals are actually being... this is not the upside. I'm getting to the upside. Sorry, this is the wrong story for that. This is the negative side. First, let's do that. More than 100 wild animals in China has died from poisoning. In mass die-off seemingly triggered by the coronavirus disinfectant. And people
they're not known
are...
for their environmental animal advocacy, are they?
Just gas it all, right? Jeez. That's essentially what it is. Members of a police sanitation team spraying disinfectants as preventing measures against the spread
of the
coronavirus.
What the hell is in that? I keep
seeing
it, but like, what could it possibly be?
We yet don't know.
And they're just spraying on all the bamboo and everything else and just reckless about it.
Wow. More than 100 wild animals were found dead in a Chinese mega city and tests show that they were poisoned by the disinfectant. So I'm sure it's great for the people too, right? Being used to combat the coronavirus. At least 17 species of animals, including wild boar, weasels, and blackbirds, were affected by the mass die-off.
Whoops.
I've seen this too. They're just spraying like crazy.
Yeah.
I forget what the company was. I think it was a U.S. company. It was something that the stocks had gone up. Remember, like the Corexit bullshit when it was the oil spill in Florida, all that kind of weird stuff. There was like companies that were benefiting massively on this stuff, and
people were getting cancer.
I don't think it's in this article, but I saw it yesterday, quickly mentioned somewhere. But yeah, it's weird. Look at this. There's some photos here from this too.
That's awful.
Yeah, mass die-off, and then at the same time, we have stories like this coming out, where it turns out because of the fact that so many cities and industries are shutting down. It has cut China's carbon emissions by 100 million metric tons.
Well, there you go. This is how you solve your environmental problem. Just stop
obviously not by spraying, as we saw.
Manufacturing in China.
Right.
Empty cities. Stop making cheap Chinese goods.
Right.
Why can't we just go back to making things locally? All these hypocrites are, environmentalists, carbon emissions, but then they're shipping crap all across the planet, way over here, cucumbers from Europe to Oregon. I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous.
It's,
just make things locally, make things in America, just cut all this out.
I completely agree. Here's another story here too. Why coronavirus could help save China's endangered species, the Jakarta Post. So that's the upside. That was what I was going to mention first there. That's the upside. Obviously not all the crazy spraying and gassing that they're doing and stuff like that, but it shows that, we'll get to that with the price to pay and all that kind of stuff too. But someone humorously said it means Corona Chan has done more in a couple of weeks than Greta Thunberg has done in all of her lifetime advocating for the cutting the commission the emissions of carbon and stuff. Not that I frankly believe in that. There's other pollutants that's far worse than carbon dioxide, obviously, right? I mean, that's not the boogeyman.
We're just taking their narrative and playing with it.
Yeah, we have new audiences tuning in all the time. Yeah. It's good to repeat some of these things. But like carbon dioxide is literally what plants eat. If you go back into the record and look when it was subtropical climate in like Greenland and stuff like that, there were like essentially jungle type conditions. If you dig way, way, way back into the record, carbon levels were much higher than they were today, because there was just so much output as well, right? There was output of more output of oxygen. Oxygen levels were higher. Then you had more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is plant food, and you had this cycle where it just was like booming, right?
I mean, scientists have been talking about this forever, but then they get excommunicated today for bringing out these facts, right?
We know this, but it's just a bullshit excuse.
It's a scam. They're using it to push in communism, tax you more, get you to be in the pod and eat bugs. We've been down this road.
Right.
We're on to them. Yeah, the other thing, fastest collapse in history on the stock market because of coronavirus. Part of the plan is this, what's going on? People are losing their retirement funds in the stock market because of coronavirus fears.
Jeez.
So how's this real? $5 trillion wiped out from world stock markets amid fastest collapse. On Thursday afternoon, Guggenheim's Scott Minard said, "This is possibly the worst thing I've ever seen in my career. It's hard to imagine a scenario in which you can contain the virus threat." Adding that Europe and China are probably already in recession. Interesting. The stock market could be down 15% to 20% and would likely force the Fed's hand. And then trustworthy Goldman Sachs said that U.S. companies will generate no earnings growth in 2020, that they've updated their earnings model to incorporate the likelihood that the virus becomes widespread. So why? The reduced forecast reflect the severe decline in Chinese economic activity, lower end demand for U.S. exporters, supply chain disruption, a slowdown in U.S. economic activity, and elevated uncertainty. Again, this is why we keep saying we should be thinking locally, not globally.
Yeah. Well, isn't this just the payback for, kind of in the same, if you think about it, the slave trade and all that stuff, right? That the people that bought the slaves, obviously, they didn't get, there wasn't free labor for them. Let's just make that clear first of all.
We're definitely paying the price today for that, let me tell you.
Yes, right, I'm getting to that line of thinking, but slavery was used, or the excuse we've used, they try to get free labor and stuff. Actually, no, it turns out that they paid as much as, I did the math the other day of the average salary at that time, 1700, going up to 1800, something like that, and try to do like a median. It's a long period. It's very difficult. But essentially, they paid as much as like a 10-year salary for someone, equivalent of a 10-year salary for a slave at that time.
It
wasn't free. But the point is, they tried to get something for cheap, and then they paid a price later, right? So essentially, all these companies that moved to China, they packed up back at home. Also, at the same time, people that are participatory, they go to the store, they have a thing that is 5 cents less or whatever, but it was made in China as opposed to USA or England or Sweden or something like that, Germany. They opt for that. They go for that. Always the lowest possible price. Squeeze every penny, right? That's what it's about. We've paid for our own deindustrialization. We have been participatory in that. Yes, I know people are not wealthy. They try to always make
it
as cheap as possible.
Lesser quality product too.
Now, yes, absolutely. But now we're paying. Now we see the flip side of that. Now it's come. Now the what is it? The come home to roost. What is it that comes home to roost? The hen or whatever. That's what it is, right?
The rooster, right?
Yeah. It essentially means, sure, we got some cheap stuff for a while. This is the price. This is the consequences beyond, of course, losing jobs and driving down wages in our own countries. Right. Mm-hmm. But it's these mega corporations that think they can get away with it. Now we're truly seeing the negative side effect of this stuff, because if this continues, you'll have a collapse of the production. What are they going to do? Build new factories in their own country? Yes, of course they should, but they're not going to pick that up overnight. There might be a massive in the coming months, a massive demand for certain things, and just will skyrocket in
all
price.
All these things just keep proving why globalism is a bad idea.
Yes,
it just keeps showing, from recessions to diseases to violence. I mean, how much more do we have to show before people realize what a disaster this is?
They always think they're going to get out of it, and somehow we're going to get away with it and get some extra bucks, get some extra green in our pockets and stuff. And then it's like, nope.
Chinese goods.
I don't think it's nature that has done this. I think it's possibly a fuck up. Sorry, but from the Wuhan Virology Institute, they made a mistake and it was released, and now they're running with it or something like that. But regardless, We're in nature. This is nature. It's paying back. Corona Chan is coming for us.
And
now,
also, you know? Tells you how you can't put your faith in the stock markets. You know,
no,
certainly
absolutely
don't. Like, there's a lot of people now who are like literally crying because they're losing their 401ks, their retirement funds over this. Yeah, like, first it was the
bankrupt.
Bats, then to the humans, now it's to my retirement fund. You know?
A lot of these things are already bankrupt,
and
right?
Just poof, gone. All the money that you've saved for most of your working life.
Yep. And where did they go?
Can't trust these markets.
Globalism. Migration, upholding things that are unsustainable inside of our own countries. Let's just listen to this short clip here.
Involved. And second of all, we've had other periods of volatility. They can usually be addressed via a rate cut or something like that. I mean, you know, China devalued the currency 2% at the end of 2015. There's still a little stimulus and sort of rebalance things. A rate cut may, in theory, help, but this is not really a monetary phenomenon at all.
No, not at all. I mean, I think the Fed is fairly impotent in this environment. You know, when you look at, you know, people keep talking about this demand shock and, you know, will we have a demand shock? Or, I'm sorry, there is no demand shock. It's a supply shock. Well, come on. Hotels in New York are empty. Airlines, you know, people are not traveling. It's a demand shock also. So, and lowering, you know, interest rates isn't going to encourage somebody taking a risk of getting the virus. But, you know, one thing, Joe, I'll tell you that I've not said to anybody else in public. This is possibly the worst thing I've ever seen in my career. And, you know, I've been through a lot. I've been through the stock market crash in 87. I went through the financial crisis. This has the potential to reel into something extremely serious.
At what point did you have that realization?
This morning.
Why this morning? What happened overnight? What happened this morning?
When you start looking at the data that came in today, not yesterday's data, but what we picked up overnight for increases in cases in Korea, increases for cases in Italy, and now Spain is becoming big. It's very hard to imagine a scenario where you can actually contain this thing. And so, you know,
because
that's
they've
the
been
thing.
Unwilling. This is the point. They were more
to
concerned.
Do what needs to be done early on.
Yeah, they were more concerned with the markets and the import-export bullshit from China earlier on in the process, right? So they're like, no, just keep it going. And now you're truly beginning to pay. This is just the beginning of the consequences of this thing. Remember the intro I did for the Corona Chan? Let's check this out. This is who's running the show right now, guys. We go. So we'll see if that's if
it's
kind of cute. With, I'm in a little tribute to Corona Chan here.
China doll.
As we're seeing some massive collapse here now. So yeah, of course Trump did talk about this. They kind of speculated this was some economic like hit job. It's not as bad, but it's to intentionally ruin the economy, you know, and that kind of stuff, right? So I don't know. I don't know if that's what it's about. But it has real life consequences. That's the point, right? So, anyway, let me do a couple of these chats here, guys, before we run behind too much. Sunshine sucks. Sends a diamond. Thank you, Proud Aunt Frankie Nair.
No, it doesn't.
A diamond as well. Thank you. No message. Soy Goy as well. A diamond. Haven't stopped letting them into Australia. Yeah, so I hear, right? It's still. And it's strange because usually they've been pretty hardline on their borders in Australia otherwise,
they have been,
right? But
definitely.
Not for this all of a sudden. It's very strange. RoboThink sends a diamond. Good stuff as always. Thank you so much. CRL sends a diamond and says he has camel effing disease. It's true. We're talking about Erdogan or something. Thank you. Appreciate that, CRL. Mr. Wright sends 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you. Appreciate. Was there a message that? Well, I don't think so. Well, thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate that. Always very generous. Account. Proud Anne Frank denier. Another diamond. Thank you. Here's Mr. Wright again. Says a Ninja Guinea and says Kettings Castings of Gift, which is, I had to look it up, and it's Norway's mandatory television license fee.
Ah, yeah.
and he says smiley face.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
We can
we can impose one of those, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. CRL sends a diamond and says, yes, buy local foods and live natural.
Yeah, it's really that simple.
You know, we'll see. I mean, it's not like that the Amish might not be hit or whatever. But again, we've talked about it before. Like, if something like this happens, they would just tick along as usual. They're fairly isolated, so likely that they will contract it. It's probably pretty slim, right? I'm not suggesting we should be like the Amish, but I'm just saying that might prove to be the winning strategy.
Not a bad idea to be evolutionary. Prepared.
Yeah,
homesteading.
Evolutionary from that point of view, you know,
some level of self-sufficiency, so you don't have to rely on these systems that are, you know, so unpredictable and so anti-white.
we're out on this tiny little weird fringe tangent, historically speaking. You know, of like modernity, where we don't know, people don't know how to start a fire, but we can, like, you know, have optic lightning speed internet and stuff. Like, it's sure, it's great and it's fascinating, but it's like, if reality hit strikes, there'll be there's like
most
a lot of
people
are going
to
die.
Most people haven't planted a seed. Most people haven't hunted. No. They wouldn't know anything about where to get water.
And I'm not saying Coronachan is this event, but I'm just saying, you know,
it's going to be prepared.
If
anyway.
People panic enough, then that could be it, right? Kiss Kardashian sends a diamond and says, "We all know now. Homestead nationalism. That's right. Check her out on DLive here. She does a kind of funny the cringe stream. Was it? Kind of funny. Appreciate that. Kiss Kardashian. Follow her here on DLive. She does some good work. Social experiment, a diamond. No message. Thank you. XO2 sends a Ninjagini. Thank you, Red Eyes, for some truth in controversial topics. Very rare these days. Well, thank you so much. We try. It's just hard keeping up covering it all. That's the problem, actually. Social experiment sends a diamond. Eat shite, mute me, Canadian cucks. All right, whatever you say, dude. Thank you. Appreciate that. Proud Frank and Frank Denier. Another diamond. Thank you. All right, shall we dive into like the last...
Some trans stuff?
Yeah, we switch.
To really switch it up?
Anything else on Coronachan? I don't think... I mean, there's a lot of things we can say about
coming,
it, but, you know, we'll keep up with it, obviously, here. But, yeah, check this out. Actually, let me open that in this window down here. Usually, I open all the tabs beforehand, and I didn't for this one. Let me see here. Here we go. New Zealand's... has a transgender weightlifter.
Laurel, I'm already laughing.
Laurel Hubbard. He has clinched 2 gold medals.
Not fooling anyone.
Obliterating the rest of the female field.
Oh,
obliterating
surprise,
the
surprise.
Rest of the female field. Olympics might be denied in Tokyo. That's great. That's great. But here you go. Here you go,
oh,
ladies.
Oh, man. Look at
well,
that.
It used to be. Well, it already is,
wow.
Right?
But
I saw one comment and said... was it that gold medal took some balls? I think it was most likely.
Who could possibly look at that and think it's a female? Like, that it's a woman. There's ovaries in there. Like, no, no, no.
What do you say, boys? You want to snuggle up with this in the in bed late at night? Heidi doody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, well, speaking of that.
Camel toe going on there.
I guess the...
All right.
There were 2 doctors who had their licenses suspended after removing a transgender man's, transgender man's vagina in London without his consent.
Whoopsie.
So in reality, they removed a woman's vagina. Okay, that's what they happened here. 2 doctors were found guilty in connection to the irreversible procedure.
Isn't that like an...
well, I'll get to it. This is Frankenstein tier nonsense, nightmare. Procedure on a transgender man, a woman, who didn't discover until a week after the surgery that her, yes, I'm misgendering, vagina was removed. How do you not discover until a week later? I guess you couldn't look at it. It was wrapped up. How do you go to the bathroom? I have so many questions here.
Whoops.
The patient went in for
so many exciting questions.
The patient went in for 2 procedures for gender reassignment. Get this. A hysterectomy. So you are a woman. Okay? A hysterectomy. A woman. And then I had to look this one up. Metoidioplasty. Any guesses?
No.
Operation that gives her a penis.
Nice.
But she claims he never consented to the 3rd procedure, a vaginectomy. They actually have this now that he received at the Highgate Private Center. It's how do you remove a vagina on a woman? This is just Frankenstein tier madness. I can't even believe it. It's just messed up all around, and surgeries shouldn't even be happening. A transgender man is actually a woman, a biological
right,
woman.
But she wanted to keep a vagina then.
I don't know. I guess they can make a penis while you keep the vagina? I don't know. I mean, where do they pee out of? What happens there? Like, are these people ever planning on having sex like normally? No, they're not.
These are questions we should never have bothered to ask.
No, it's messed up that we're even here talking about it, but this is stuff that's really happening, you know? And obviously, that I don't know. Well, doctors have their reason for it, but yeah, they have their licenses temporarily suspended or whatever. But like,
wow.
Once that's gone, you're not getting it back.
Yeah.
So
no, of course not.
I predict a major depression in this person's future here.
We have covered that quite a bit about some of the transgender regrets, and YouTube is censoring those videos. Remember, there's people that do like vlogs and stuff about
I wish I never did the surgery, I should never have done it.
I regret it and all that stuff. They're blocking it. Twitter is blocking it. You have a whole army of people that are like these transphobic documentaries that are being released with people who regret it and sends out a warning to a 13-year-old girl who thinks she's a boy and then surgically like destroys herself. That's trans bigotry, right?
Gosh.
Or whatever.
I mean, this is self-mutilation. There's guys that are cutting off their balls and then later on are like, oops, I probably shouldn't have done that.
As I said,
the women that are cutting off their
gold medals to get those two gold medals. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw someone say it's eugenics and sterilization. Yeah, well, they're definitely sterilizing themselves.
That's something, all right. Okay, so an ex-housekeeper has now sued the Israeli Prime Minister's Netanyahu's wife over abusive behavior. That's right. A lawyer for
a former housekeeper
at an Israeli Prime Minister's Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence says his client is suing the leader's wife, Sarah, for allegedly pain and suffering caused while employed there. I actually haven't seen the clip worth playing?
I haven't actually seen that one, but keep in mind, she had a French maid,
of course.
I don't think she's Jewish from the way she treated her here.
The maid? Oh, no, this is some Biden shit. Okay, never mind then. All right, a former housekeeper at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence is suing the leader's wife, Sarah, for pain and suffering, allegedly caused during her employment there, the housekeeper's attorney said Thursday. Ophir Shimson says his client is demanding $190,000 in damages for the abuse from Sarah Netanyahu. He said the woman, an immigrant from France, in her the French maid. This is like an old European aristocratic. Everyone wanted the French maid, right? Yeah, that's what this is, right?
And she treated her like crap. And apparently she has a history of that. There's several housekeepers who she's done this to.
Yeah, so she's in her mid-50s, this French maid. She is a mother of five. Who wished to keep her identity secret, worked at the residence for 5 months until last November.
Because she thought Bibi was so great. She should never come to Israel.
When she was injured from a fall caused by what he describes as Sarah Netanyahu's tyrannical demands. He said the woman, a staunch supporter of the prime minister, kept a diary detailing the verbal abuse she endured from his wife. She adores the prime minister and saw her work at his home as a form of national service. Okay, well, so it must be then an Israeli or a French Jew, right? Timon told the Associated Press, but she's been traumatized by her experiences. Everyone knew what was going on there.
And well, no one can say otherwise.
So this is pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't let her eat or drink. She couldn't use the same hand towels. There's all these like really weird things. She made her work these super long hours without any food. But you should know that Sarah Netanyahu, she was convicted of misusing state funds when she reached a plea bargain, settling allegations that she overspent some $100,000 of state money just putting on lavish dinner parties.
Yeah.
Like, this woman is known for buying all these purses and these expensive, you know, European couture outfits, and she uses state funds to do it. It's just disgusting, you know? These people are...
There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is.
Real treat.
I think she's... I see a little Miss Piggy going on there.
European
royalty.
A little. Not as little as the hats are little. It's quite a big hat on this.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a nice person to work for. Look at that stare. Surprise, surprise. Well,
they treat
each other like crap too.
In 2016, a court ruled the prime minister's wife mistreated a housekeeper and awarded the man $42,000 in damages. There's a lot of money going around there. I guess they can afford it, right? To pay for it. So she
gets a lot of money from
Germany. I've heard something too that she has a horrible temper and stuff like that. There's a lot of people around her, which is just like, you know, all right. Interesting, huh? I guess we can move along here in the order a little bit. What do we have here? Oh, this one too. Now I press X to doubt on this one, but it could be worth covering. It could, you know, I never hope for anything.
The only thing that would happen is Laura Loomer would go back on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, conservative leaders urge and you can urge all you want. They're going to do something. Attorney General Barr to stop big tech censorship. Google by itself has the power to alter the public discourse across the world. Well, newsflash, it already has and it already does, right? Regardless, conservative leaders in a coalition called the Free Speech Alliance are asking Attorney General Bill Barr to consider lifting the immunity big tech firms enjoy under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Well, they have violated that on every single front, right?
Yes.
They have proven themselves to be a publisher as opposed to a platform. They don't deserve the special protection. They're getting tons of money, subsidies, all
perks,
this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they just continue to blatantly meddle. They direct their own political agenda into their services and platform and stuff like that. Media Research Center President Brent Bozell, who leads the Free Speech Alliance and other conservative leaders, outlining in a letter their concerns about Google, Twitter, and Facebook. Why not YouTube? Well, I guess that's under Google then. To adopt principles of transparency and respect for free speech, they noted that Barr said last week that, quote, valid questions have been raised as to whether Section 230's broad immunity is still needed. Now, they've been talking for four years? About 4 years? They've been talking about this and like...
They're monitoring it.
We're monitoring it. Exactly.
Keeping an eye. We'll continue
to
watch it.
You know, we're the organization of monitoring things have done a lot of good things, right? But they don't do anything. So I don't have high hopes for this.
Nope.
Sure, put the pressure
on.
Certainly
wouldn't include people like us.
Well, no, because we're the real Nazis, you see? So as you said, Laura Loomer will get her Twitter account back. That's the extent of it, right? And
she's running, by the way. Looks like she might get in. I mean, if she has Mossad behind her, she probably will.
I mean, I don't care about these people, but it's such a lowbrow, kind of disgusting attitude, really, when it's like they get all these labels thrown at them, and then they do nothing. They just fling them further on in the other direction.
Yep.
Like, well, those are the real Nazis and racist and white supremacist and all this bullshit, right? It's like, all right, whatever. You know, I don't have high hopes for these platforms. They're going to kill themselves eventually. But again, put the pressure on. Do what you can. But, you know, WND, all these people, they're super Zionist outlets and stuff. They're like, they would never permit, like, Israeli criticism and stuff. You know what I mean? They would be like, well, we got to have a clause.
That's
free speech.
That's anti-Semitism. Exactly. Hate speech.
So I don't have much hope on that.
No surprise. Look at this. New study suggests, ding dong, that our society's junk food-filled diet is causing sperm counts in men to plummet. The research published in the JAMA Network found that a Western, quote-unquote Western, diet of processed foods was tied to lower sperm quality, with a healthier diet with more vegetables and fruit was linked to better sperm. You think so? The study notes that semen quality had decreased substantially over the last few decades, and the total sperm count has declined by 50 to 60% from 1973 to 2011 in Western countries. Quote-unquote.
Yeah,
no. Although debate is ongoing, and by the way, there shouldn't be, we know that this is true, about the underlying causes for these declines, there's a growing concern and evidence that environmental exposures, such as endocrine-disrupting chemicals, you think? Air pollution, behavioral factors such as smoking and alcohol consumption can explain some of this decline. It's like, you think, of course there is. It's even a problem among animals who are exposed to these environmental toxins. There's a direct correlation here. But is it all part of the plan to lower Western birth rates, or
yes,
is it just total recklessness and denial? I think it's a bit of both.
It's a bit of both.
I mean,
yeah,
also fertility companies, they love this. They can make so much money.
It's a new industry.
But people act like you're a nutter. Speaking of vaccines, this too. If you talk about endocrine disruptors, other serious toxic chemicals I have for years, how they're bad for you, it's like, wake up. Wake up and be aware of the products that you're using, what you're putting on your body, even your deodorants, the food that you eat. All of these things are impacting your fertility. You too, guys. I know women are more sensitive, but there's a lot of guys with some bad slow swimmers.
I think it's worse for the men right now. Yeah. Remember the disappearing male, the documentary and stuff? Yeah.
High estrogen levels and all these chemicals are affecting you.
Estrogen mimickers.
And the food that you're eating, you have to cook from scratch. Think more paleo, you know, organic grass-fed meats, organic vegetables, nuts, seeds. Think caveman. Think, agrarian.
I think the way that we used to do it for a few thousand years before we came up with this weird... It's the processed shit that's the worst, right? All the sugars, the GMO stuff.
Fast food.
Everything that's unnatural, essentially, right? It doesn't mean, you have to do it raw all the time and never cook your food. We cooked it for a decent amount of, years. So I don't even know how far that goes back into the record, but... Yeah. That's like, sure, that's fine. There's some stuff eating raw is obviously very, very good for you. Don't get me wrong. But that's why some of these studies, too, they only compare, for example...
I was going to get to that because I want to tell you. They're trying to push vegetarianism in this study, claiming that red meat was bad for man's sperm, which is false. And they're taking into account sort of the hormone, antibiotic, GMO feed-ridden meat. But there's been plenty of studies.
Plenty of studies
about the organic, natural, grazing animals, that kind of meat, and organic vegetables is the absolute best diet for you, your fertility, your health, your testosterone. Guys need meat. Like, they need red meat for testosterone levels. They're going to tell you to eat soy? Soy and pesticide-ridden fruit and vegetables. It's basically the study was like, become a vegetarian, and then you'll be more. Your sperm will be better. Now,
the how far it goes in terms of the truth is that it's better than processed food. So that showed an increase in it, but eventually a long extended for most people anyway,
it's
a long
extended partial truth there,
diet of soy patties and not enough fats and proteins will also have its negative consequences. But if you do like processed foods and all the bad stuff, and then compared to like vegetarian stuff, you'll go through a detox period. You'll feel much better. You'll purge a lot of shit, and you will increase your health. After a certain while of that, you're going to need real fats again. Animal fats is some of the best fats. And I know there's some that can live without and whatever, and that's good luck to you. I tried, and I just couldn't. I lost too much weight. It was not good. I started feeling much better again once I did, caveman style, essentially.
The other thing is, they bring up pizza here, and it's like, the pizza that you get at these fast food gross chains, but I make a pizza from scratch. I can use I make an almond flour crust. I get organic ingredients. Like, you can still have a burger and things like that.
Of course,
It's not like, oh my God, I can't remember. Just don't get it at freaking Burger King and McDonald's. Get the good grass-fed meats and their organic vegetables and raw cheeses and make it at home.
Yeah, the point is it's a huge issue. It's never just the one thing that's called the leading, it could be leading causes and stuff like that too, but like it's not just the one thing. It's a myriad of different things that contributes to this picture where sperm count quality is, quality is going down, sperm count is going down. It's too much estrogen, too much chemicals and everything that we touch and wear and put on our bodies. You're exposed to them in different ways.
Deodorant has aluminum in it. This is like, there's so many products with aluminum. Like, how is this even legal? Some of the crap
why that's bad is that aluminum is such a light metal that it actually can be, that it passes the blood-brain barrier. So it can actually carry toxins into your brain and other areas and stuff like that.
It becomes like heavy metal toxicity, overload, and you will feel like hell if you have that long-term. And also high cancer rates are tied to aluminum. There's so many good products out there now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to cost a fortune, from the fluoride-free toothpaste to the actually all-natural organic deodorants to lotions to shaving creams to even if you want cologne or perfume, hair products. Like, it's all out there now. So just replace all your junk. You will feel better, look better, you'll age better, and you'll be much cleaner. Detox from all this crap.
Our little warning here is kind of like there's a straw man being built up that when they say the Western junk food diet, they'll use that as an excuse of like, oh, okay, that means meat and all these things. And they'll start pushing the bug protein and, those kinds of things as an excuse. And eating soy patties, essentially, and all that kind of stuff, right? So just be aware of that there's a natural way to do things, which is how nature intended. We're omnivores. We're meant to, we have both sets of teeth. We're meant to do a varied diet, not just like the one thing or whatever, right? But it's just a reality that the grain diet, it's a much later phenomena historically. A lot of interesting research on how it changes skull shape and, the different diseases that pop up. And even the further, last thing I want to say about it, further back into the record you go, The earlier domesticated like crops and, you know, grains and stuff like that, even they were much better than they are today. Now there's like, for example, with the wheat, there's this weird kind of dwarf strand that they developed in the 70s. It's for maximum yield, right? It's all this like, you know, incentivizing to maximize production and output and stuff like that. And that's the bad stuff usually, right?
You did a good interview years ago with the author from Wheat Belly. You guys should look it up. He's a great book. He was a cardiac surgeon, I believed. And he was discussing why you don't want to have lots of wheat in your diet. Some really important things are also, it's very addictive, wheat, what it does in your brain.
Exactly.
But people, it's amazing how much weight they drop, and they drop that wheat belly as soon as they cut out the bread and the wheat. It just falls off, and you just go into your natural state, a weight that looks best for you. You look healthy. You know, they say a lot of people, of course, working out, that's how you get good abs. But good abs first start in the kitchen, as they say, right?
Right.
And one of the things to cut out if you want good abs is wheat.
Dr. William Davis,
the wheat.
Cardiologist, and Secret Truth in Health exposes healthy whole grains for the incredible destructive genetic monster they've become. Over 80% of the people he meets today are pre-diabetic or diabetic. He wrote the Wheat Belly. It's still up on redeyes.tv. Just search for the dangers of wheat and check the radio section.
And as Henrik knows, I can have wheat. I'll have a little piece of bread or something. I'll literally get shaky, my heart. I get almost like a drug reaction, you know, because it shoots up your blood sugar levels too. And it just gives, I just can't do it.
Yeah, so people saying like keto in the chat. And it's basically the same thing. There's different names. And you talk with Mother Hen about that too. It's like labels, whatever, right? But you just think natural, right? Someone said, is brown rice okay? For me, I think it is. I know it's a grain, right?
Yeah, but brown rice. Yeah, brown rice,
there's
I like.
There's advantages to that.
I can work. A little quinoa.
Avoid the bleached, peeled stuff, right? Yeah. That's what it's bad for you. It's kind of like potatoes. Like the majority of the nutrients are in the skin.
Yeah, right? You don't feel those. And also, potato is a highly toxic crop. So if you're going to get organic, you know, there's certain crops that are the dirty crops that you should always be sure that you get organic. Potatoes is one of those.
Yeah.
They spray the crap out of them with all these horrible pesticides.
So. Yeah, yeah. Let me do a couple of these super chats, guys, and then we'll probably do like two more stories, and then we'll wrap up here. Let me see. Let me go back here a little bit. Lost my place. Okay, let me see here. We did Big Rich. I don't think we did yet. Actually, let me back up a little bit more. Yeah, Lana should do. Is this the one? Yeah, I think this is the one. From Black Phillip. Lana should do a clip, like a video, I guess, on white animal compassion.
Sure, I could probably do that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Show a bunch of cute animals.
Zach McCracken donated a diamond and says Germany will destabilize Balkans with migrants. You mean the migrants in, or the fact that they're opening, they're encouraging? They're opening the floodgates, if you will. Yeah, they will. I saw something in passing about how the Czech Republic had dealt with it, and I didn't have time to pull it up. We'll do that for Weekend Warrior. We'll follow up on what's happened in Turkey and the consequences of that and some of the reactions to some of the other European countries, because there are a lot of reactions quickly to this now, too. How would the Balkans deal with it? Hungary, those countries. We'll follow up on that. So thank you for that anyway. McCracken, appreciate that. Big Rich, 14, much love. Hail to you. Thank you so much, Big Rich. Appreciate it. RoboThink sends a diamond, says global homo shit is ridiculous. Smiley
face.
Yes,
it is.
CRL says with a diamond, and the doctors only got suspended. Sickening. Well, exactly. I mean, how can they pull that off, that surgery thing? And then like, meh.
Yeah. Temporary suspension. Yeah.
Wow.
Jay Oops, Fox. I removed your vagina. I can still practice surgery.
Yeah. Sorry, dude, or whatever. Jay Fox, Diamond, no message. Big Rich again says, check out the latest from the Blue and White Party. I'm sorry. Actually, I don't know what you referenced. I'll Google that later, Big Rich. Thank you. Kiss Kardashian.
You're going to brave it later.
What's that?
You're going to use brave. You said Google it.
You're saying Swiss cow it.
Or Swiss cow it.
Because
too.
Brave is
or
just brave. The browser, it's not the search function.
It's true, it is. But,
I see what you're saying. I was like, what are you talking about? All right, proceed here. Blue and White Party. Is that...
it's in Israel, if this is right.
Oh, okay.
The alliance established, political alliance in Israel, currently the largest faction in the Knesset. It's a centrist and liberal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, we'll check it out, Big Rich. Thank you. Kiss Kardashian, Diamond, stop asking about trannies. You don't want to know. Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. 41BMC, happy Friday, Red Ice. Absolutely happy Friday to you. Thank you for the diamond. Diversity is our AIDS, sends a diamond. Support Red Ice TV. Thank you. Appreciate that. CRL sends a diamond as well. Check out the Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2 documentaries. You know what? I actually haven't seen them yet. I've heard about them. I've heard some good things about them. They're being heavily demonized in the media. YouTube censors all their content. All these other big social media companies are clamping down. And then you know
so
it's
then
for
you should
a reason.
Know it's good, good stuff.
Right. Yeah. Diversity is our AIDS again. Since a diamond from No Nut November to a No Nut Diet. That's funny. Yeah, indeed. Thank you for the diamond. Wizza Wildfire sends a Ninjagini. Thank you. Freedom is always the answer. Absolutely. I think people of European descent, they love that freedom. Can't get enough of it. Even went so far to invent it, right? Zach McCracken sends a diamond. Everyone drink glass bottled water. No plastic. Absolutely. Avoid it if you can. No fluoride.
That's one thing I miss about living in Bend, Oregon. It was just mountain geyser
good
water.
Good water out of
just
the tap.
Right from the tap. Right. You know, just things you take for granted until later. Until you move to Smell A.
Diversity again sends a diamond. Says make more white babies. That's always a good slogan to remember. Poseidon, I think he nailed that as a slogan. Make more beautiful white babies, right? So I agree. We all agree here. Verbo Tempesta sends a diamond as well. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. I hope you're doing well. He says,
Verbo,
just avoids...
Verbo, we have to get him on to co-host one of these while I'm out.
Yeah, so, well, exactly.
You're one of the people I put on the list.
We'll definitely reach out. Yeah, absolutely. Send us an email if you can, actually. If you didn't already, redice@protomail.com. Just send a hi there and I can reach you that way. Anyway, Verbo says, just avoid breads and sugar as much as you can.
Exactly.
That's going
you're
a long way, you know?
You're
going to
cheat sometimes here and there. It's just the way it is, especially during the holidays.
And he says, follow-up, Diamond. He says, lots of meat is great.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
It
works
for me. I feel the best.
You balance it with a lot of fresh green vegetables and stuff, and it's good. I mean, there is an acidity to it, but that's minimal compared to, like, processed stuff anyway. You know what I mean? I agree. Wiz Wildfire, Diamond, thank you. And I think we're caught up. Thank you to everyone who's dishing out subs and all that kind of stuff over on DLive as well. Still a couple of two quick stories here too. It was a mass shooter in Milwaukee
hear
about that, who turned out to be a black Elizabeth Warren supporter. Wow,
that's
they
why
disappeared
we didn't
from
it.
The discussion very, very quickly. I saw it breaking. It's like, can you imagine if this was a so-called white supremacist Trump?
We know how this goes. How many people did he gun down?
Five. The Milwaukee man who killed five co-workers at a beer company's corporate office is a black Elizabeth Warren supporter, providing a clue as to why the mass shooting disappeared from the discussion so quickly. 51-year-old Anthony Farrell showed up at the Miller Coors facility, from where he had been fired earlier in the day, wearing his uniform and carrying a silenced gun.
Mm-hmm.
He proceeded to gun down five colleagues before turning the weapon on himself. It subsequently emerged that Farrell was an African-American Elizabeth Warren supporter, presumably that Farrell shared the same political beliefs as his wife, who took a selfie with Warren at a rally last year. Whoopsie-daisy.
Yep.
Let's drive it out of the news cycle very, very quickly.
This one's on you, Liz.
Exactly. Will she face up to it? I doubt it. Now, here's an interesting too, because you've seen the memes maybe that all serial killers are white, right?
Constantly, yeah.
Why are there no black or I guess any other Asian serial killers or stuff like that?
There's plenty of black ones. Actually.
There's a lot of them actually, and we just never heard about. They just hide that. Every time you see like a TV show or like
the psycho
mass murderer.
But I will say, for some of them, it does take a certain level of intelligence to really pull some of that off.
Thinking of what was the
you can disavow, that's fine.
Son of Sam Berkowitz, right? That was a fellow white person.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. There's a few of those.
Accused serial killer healthcare worker tied to 1,000 unexplained deaths of elderly patients is indicted on additional murder charges. Billy Chermirmir, I guess Chermirmir, 47, was indicted on Tuesday on murder charges in the deaths of Leah Corkin, 83, and Juanita Prudy, 82. He now faces 14 capital murder charges in Texas for allegedly targeting elderly women who he is accused of robbing and smothering to death. He posed as a maintenance worker to enter assisted living facilities in North Texas and gain access to the women when they were alone, authorities say. Capital murder charges in the state carry a death penalty or life prison with no chance of parole.
So were they all white? Because that would be 1,000 hate crimes. Chances are most of them were probably white just because of the few pictures that they did show were white.
1,000.
That's a lot.
1,000.
That's like
suck on that for a while.
killing more people than, I mean, that's like military grade level, you know?
Shamir Mir is being investigated in 1,000 unexplained cases. Originally from Nigeria, ICE have also placed a holding on his file, and deportation proceedings may begin if he leaves state custody. So, you know, that's your, that goes your, there's no non-white serial killers down the drain with this one.
Come on, he's going to take care of your parents when they're old, okay? He's going to provide for them and fluff their pillows and bring their pills, and it's all good.
It'll be a gain to society later, you see? Remember the blobfish, our current prime minister in Sweden? He actually said that. What is the... he's so boring, I even forgot his name. that's how he,
yeah, the he's social, super cuck.
The social democrat. Yeah, he's such a boring, unforgettable blob, that guy. He said,
forgettable.
He'll be, forgettable blob. He said, yeah, it will be, you see, us importing in all these people now, it will be paying off later, you see, because when we are a minority, they will take care of us, especially in the elderly homes and care departments and stuff like that, too.
A little bumpy now, but second, the third, fourth generation, it'll level out.
It'll pay out. Here are some of the victims.
Yeah, it's
awful.
That
he smothered with a pillow. And maybe even worse in some cases. Who knows, right?
Yeah, this is another bad byproduct, I think, of like modern Western society too. Of like people go to these old folks' homes. This is a newer phenomena, you know?
Yeah.
Nope. And they're super expensive, and they take basically all their kids' inheritance
on the
way out.
Yep. I mean,
some of these places are like $10,000 a month. I mean, they use it all up. Like, there goes their kids' inheritance.
I know. It's crazy. Hey, let me do a couple of donor box here too. Pamela sends a $10 donation on donor boxes. I just want fellow members to know that I'm here too. Well, thank you. Do you watch on DLive, or do you watch on where do you watch? I think I've seen her on DLive a couple of times.
Somewhere from her cozy cabin in Idaho.
Yeah, I'm wondering where she's tuning in on VK or DLive or something. Thank you, Pamela. I really appreciate that. As always, big supporter. Glenn, the Chinaman, sends us $30 as well. Says freedom shekels. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. Keep up the good work, man.
Bernie, I'll read a couple things here. He wrote some sick essay in the 1970s for this alternative Vermont paper, and it included depictions of rape fantasies from men and women perspectives. So let me just read a few little things here. A man goes home and masturbates his typical fantasy. A woman on her knees, a woman tied up, a woman abused, a woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously. Bernie wrote that.
Okay? when does it say when?
This was in the 1970s, okay? And he's saying, this is a piece of fiction. We're just exploring gender stereotypes, something like 50 Shades of Grey. It's not a big deal. Come on, you know. But you know, David Duke, KKK 40 years ago for 2 seconds as a young guy. That's forever, right? It goes on. Women get cancer from having too many orgasms, and that toddlers, and then also, yeah, toddlers, how about I just read the whole thing here? Now, if children go around naked, they are liable to see each other's sexual organs and maybe even touch them. If we raise children up like this, it will probably ruin the whole pornography business, not to mention the large segment of the general economy, which makes its money by playing on people's sexual frustrations, like his tribe, right? So, toddlers running around naked, touching each other's genitals. I mean, he's like writing about this to insulate themselves from porn. I mean, this is
how are we just hearing about this now?
I mean, this. I guess it was out in 2015, believe it or not.
A lefty paper mentioned
like, what is this sick stuff Bernie was writing about? I mean, these are just a few little bits, but I'm like, he's literally talking about kids' genitals and orgasms and like these sick rape fantasies.
Well, you know, those communists.
Like, this is coming from the mind of this guy right here, you know? And interesting, he also wrote in this, 19th, I can see the perv. I can see it in there.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He also wrote about, back then, revolution, when daughters would turn on their mothers, okay? And now today, this communist is running for president. And I love how they could just whitewash all this. He was young, and it doesn't matter. Don't talk about how, you know, don't talk about women in this case or rape or, you know, how you treat women and all this. No, there's excuses. It's just a piece of fiction. I'm exploring gender stereotypes, like 50 Shades of Grey.
You know what, too, though? I mean, I think that there's so much dirt on the majority of these candidates, and I can see that they're kind of willfully also try to smear Bernie out of existence. I mean, that's true.
But this is pretty sick, though.
I'm not, of course, I'm not saying that it isn't, but I'm just saying, it shows that they're like, they're very happy to push.
It was Bloomberg who was bringing that back up too.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Right. So I mean, that's just kind of part of the game as you're part of the very heated debates and these campaigns that they're running right now too. But you know,
the one thing though, when he says, "Oh, that was years ago. I was just a young guy." Well, that kind of thinking comes from somewhere, and I don't think it just goes away with age. Like when I was young, I did dumb things, but I never wrote about like rape fantasies and kids' genitals and orgasms. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like that comes from somewhere deep. It's part of who you are, part of your character. Mm-hmm. That's not about like, oh, I just matured and I stopped thinking about, I stopped masturbating to rape fantasies.
Right,
you
right,
know what I mean? It's
right.
Just like, ugh, mm-hmm. Something gross going on there.
Interesting. Why am I not surprised? Hey, we can do this last one. I thought it was just funny while we're on
perverts.
On the perverts, I guess. Yeah, Buttigieg were chased out of a campaign stop in Charleston, South Carolina, of all places. It was a union event that didn't go as planned. It was driven out after racial justice activists and union workers and minimum wage activists showed up to the event. This is what happened. Take a look.
Thank you, Taiwan. I was inspired when we marched together over the summer.
There we go.
And I'll tell you why I was inspired. Because you didn't talk about what you wanted for you. You talked about wanting to provide for your child, and that is why everyone here supports you, and we support 15 in the union for all fast food workers.
McDonald's. McDonald's. Yeah. Like communist McDonald's.
Keep in mind, this is the guy that raised the issue of racial justice, and we're seven white guys here on the
He's white.
Stage and stuff like
doesn't
that, right?
Matter.
So, it doesn't matter.
No matter who you support, I support you.
I want them to move, man.
These people are risking their jobs. They don't want you. One job is enough in the United States of America.
Thank you. Think on your right.
Let's hide the lady next to me. That'll look good for the camera.
Hard by Charleston, I don't miss.
There we go. Now it's the game. He's rushed away quickly. It came south pretty quick.
It's always a woman
screaming.
Woman of color screaming.
Watch out, folks! Street feet!
If you check out our disability plan, what we're going to do is we're going to make sure
what we're
going to
do for you is
come to an end.
We're going to do this for you. Is this good enough?
Where's the money at?
Yeah,
it's all they care about.
What other committees? How? What structure? Are you going to change?
So is that the what about the blacks? How are the blacks gonna get more money, right?
Booing him on the way out. Yep. There you go, Mayor Pete.
Figure it out, man. I'm glad that's happening to him. Like,
Pete
figure it out, man.
Pete for America.
It's never gonna be good enough.
No. Nope.
It's always gonna be some issue. And you know what happens when they raise the minimum wage? Prices go up and people get fired.
Like, yep.
It's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be.
No, you should never ask for higher wages. You should demand prices go down. Listen to what she says.
Don't flip-flop. Support it for tip workers and disabled workers. And where's the plan? We want to know how you're going to implement it. We want to know where the money's going to come. And we want to know how you're going to change structural barriers that prevent working folks that are risking their jobs today from getting a livable wage.
Well, guess what, lady? Like, mass migration and open borders is not going to help your salary to go up. Like,
blacks actually suffer from it first.
They do. This is just the
reality.
Because
cheaper Latinos come in and they're more efficient.
And it's not
they take
just
their
to
jobs.
Cuck because we can't take our own side, but it's just a reality. Yeah. That, like, if these black Americans were concerned about that, they would be advocating for closing the borders, like, now, as opposed to just, let's just replace the white people. That'll be a success and a victory in itself.
Right? It's always just our group. How is our group going to get shit? You know, but then white people, we can't care about
and
anything.
That's healthy. Group. That's good. It's just that, as you say, white people can't do that. We are not allowed to do that. That's white supremacy. That's racism. So I'm saying just advocate for your own, the same way all these other groups do, right? And then the conservatives, well, that's identity politics. That's evil, you see? That's Satan's trick to divide us.
Still paying for slavery. Still paying.
Okay, a couple of more here, guys. Where are we? Save Europa 01 sends a diamond. This is white baby shekels. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Wisey Wildfire sends a diamond as well. It says, in Texas, if you kill somebody, we kill you back. Yep, exactly. Death penalty. Probably pretty likely. I just wish, it doesn't matter, but just deport the guy, right? If you're Nigeria, there you go, and let Nigeria deal with it.
Well, that costs too much, though.
More
efficient ways. Used to be eye for an eye.
Wildfire again, Sensei Diamond, Bernie, want to redistribute your coochie. Yeah, exactly. Wildfire again, a diamond says not rape, a communist cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
Cuddle with the struggle.
back to what I was reading about Bernie's essays, perverted essays.
Thank you, Wildfire. Black Phillips sends a diamond as well. Have you guys tried suing Wikipedia for defamation yet? Nah. It's just not a... I mean,
these courts aren't going to take our sides.
They're
ruining
their own... people laugh at Wikipedia these days. What we're going to do, though, is actually do a video on the threads that do remain there and just go through them one by one. What's Wikipedia, what's true, what's not, right? Yeah. And actually give the true version, do a video format of that.
Yeah.
Because there's the 80% that's on there is just bullshit. Like... Yeah. Where did you get this from? Like, you could pull it.
I denied the Armenian genocide and I defended Harvey Weinstein. Like, are you effing kidding me? I'm like the total opposite.
This is how they create truth now in the media. It's amazing. Anyway, Black Phillip, thank you for that. But no, probably not anytime soon. They're doing a very good job destroying their own reputation, including the very founders of Wikipedia has come out and just said it's compromised. It's just a bunch of feds and government workers pushing shit on there. I mean, it's over for them. Wildfire again, since a diamond. Thank you. No message. Kiss Cardassian, a diamond. Mark off chimp out on your cringe bingo cards. Indeed, cringe bingo. That's what it's called.
Gotta
check
say
out that segment.
Charleston. We were there once upon a time. A lovely city. If you guys have never been to Charleston, South Carolina,
beautiful.
I mean, the architecture has a Gone with the Wind feeling. It feels like an old European town, and the weather is beautiful. You have these palmetto trees and beaches. Like I really loved it there. But the racial aspect is definitely a thing, especially after like Dylan Roof and all that was really heightened.
There's a lot of anti-white hate there.
A lot of anti-white hate. And a lot of liberals are moving in. It used to be, South Carolina was a conservative stronghold. It was very pro-Trump and all that. But all these lefties are, it's so quaint here. It's so nice. Look at these old, amazing architecture and stuff. And then they all move in and then they make it left. And then it all gets super expensive and then just goes down the whole toilet, basically, politically. Yeah. Remember, they were owning all the paper, like even these little obscure papers, like every paper down there was some leftist rag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they move in and they take over exactly the, what was that called? The Post and Courier, I think.
Yeah.
It's like the most left-wing,
and they were contacting me on Facebook,
garbage.
Remember? Yeah. They're contacting me. Oh, we heard you're a Charleston. Are you ready?
Like, it's hardly any conservative, because the few conservative, or whatever you want to call them, sources, they're like, they run industries and they've set up factories and they do other things, right? Yeah. They don't take over the papers and run them.
Yeah, it's true. They're busy working, making things.
So the other fellow whites and stuff that take that over and like, let's push a narrative for like 20 years in the city and then we'll slowly change the demographics.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wildfire again sends a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. We have a big chest today too, D-Live. So hang on for that. It's coming up here. Wildfire says, it's pronounced Weiss but spelled with an Y and a Z to eliminate confusion. Old gamer avatar name. Ah, okay, gotcha. Wise Wildfire. Okay, cool. I'll try to remember that. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Roy Danton sends a diamond. Thank you so much. Wildfire again. Infowars Owen Scheuer was removed from CPAC 2020. Mm-hmm. Not surprised. They have full-on open communists and left-wing antagonists.
Jared Holt, that little
They let them come in there, and then just any slightly more right conservative that comes in, they boot them out. So I'm not surprised. Yeah. All right. Let me just double check so we don't have anything else. We have, of course, guys and gals, Weekend Warrior coming up next Sunday. We'll do prep for that tomorrow. A lot of stories we didn't have time to get to here today. So definitely make sure you check that out on redicemembers.com. It's about $20 for a 3-month subscription. We have subscriptions going up to 2 years, and it gets cheaper, of course, per month, the longer sub you get as well. Definitely check it out. Not only Weekend Warrior are exclusive to members, we do exclusive videos. We have second hour of a lot of the interviews that I do are for members as well. So it's well worth it. About, I'd say, 80% at least that we do for free. So we appreciate all your support. But if you want to help us continue to produce good content, definitely check out redicemembers.com. It's a great way to support us as well. Lana, any closing words before we wrap up here?
Well, I will see you guys in a few months. I guess I'll keep you posted.
I think we'll see you on Weekend Warrior here.
Weekend Warrior. And then I've pre-recorded some videos and some radio interviews, some good stuff.
So. Yeah.
And depending on how much sleep I get, we'll see how many more videos I do.
Indeed. All right, guys. Actually, let me open, before I forget here, let me open the chest as well here, guys, before I forget. DLive, thank you so much for your support. We have 1.7K lemons in there now, so a good decent amount there. Thank you for all your support again, guys. But yeah, as we said, we'll be back. And there's one more that came in, I think. A diamond from Wildfire. 2 diamonds from Wildfire. Appreciate that, too. Thank you to everyone who's following and subbed and all that good stuff, guys. Take care. Thank you so much for watching. Stay strong.
Washing.
Keep washing. Thank you for washing. Thank you for washing my clothes today. I appreciate that. Stay strong, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye. Hey, Shekelman Osberg, number one over there. AS1G as well, number two. Rain Storm, number three.
Now, if you're new just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities in this postmodern age. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the dissident right or the nationalist scene or the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.
And we have number 4, Toucan Sam, and number 3, Expose the Nose. Or number 5, I should say. So thank you to all of you guys. Do appreciate it. Have a good weekend, guys. See you soon.